first of all, we have to return to a more progressive tax structure. We can boost revenues and actually give most New Yorkers a tax break. But that requires taxing the wealthy, taxing the 1% in this state, and then making sure that the schools have what they need. And there's reams of research at this point that tell us that what children need are small class sizes with experienced teachers and rich curricula. And Cuomo's obsession with measuring every outcome in education by quantitative standardized tests is really ruining teaching and learning in the school. So we have to stop attacking the teachers and the teacher unions and making them the social scapegoat for everything that goes on, and get back to methods of assessment that are organic to teaching and learning.
Does this mean working against the Common Core as well?
Certainly. The Common Core standards, they've been exposed really as part of a scheme to privatize our schools. The whole rush to adopt these unproven, untested, unresearched standards needs to be rethought.
What is the Green Party stand on charter schools?
The Green Party understands that parents have been desperate for options. However, the most quote-unquote successful charter schools we've seen are doing a few things that are disturbing. They are, on the one hand, more obsessively focusing on raising test scores than public schools. Secondly, they tend to enroll fewer students who speak other languages, fewer students with special needs. And thirdly, the high-flying, most widely touted charter schools tend to also have tremendous student and teacher attrition, starting with large classes in the early grades, and then graduating a small number of students and never filling those seats again. So all of that adds up to a plan of quote-unquote success that is not really a good plan for all students. And so we still need a strong, robust public school system that takes all comers, that enrolls everyone, and you just walk through the door, and the school is obligated to meet your needs.
Turning to an economic issue, Western New York is very excited about the Buffalo Billion. What is your take on the Buffalo Billion and whether we can continue that incentive here in Buffalo?
Well, I agree with Howie Hawkins that, Buffalo certainly needs a massive injection of investment and jobs. Our view, however, is the Buffalo Billions has some flaws, and the first among them being that it's based on corporate giveaways rather than the state maintaining any kind of ownership stake or democratic participation in the project. So if we're putting so much money in, the state gets nothing back. I think a better model would be a model where the state actually itself steps in and plays a larger role in the project. We're calling for a Green New Deal where we use the resources of New York State to directly put people to work based on the billions we could raise from taxing the wealthy. But the corporate giveaway model, the tax incentive model, is just not sustainable.
Governor Cuomo was getting some great support across the state for the establishment of the Moreland Commission, the hope that maybe that would root out some of the corruption in Albany. And of course, there has been incredible criticism levied against him for the cancellation of that commission. How does the Green Party look to approach the cleanup of Albany?
Well, first of all, I think we have to restore some basic fairness to the working conditions of professional politicians. We have to look at their perks and pay and working schedule and return that more to a kind of normalcy and less to a fiefdom. I think basing it on the average worker's salary and less on these kind of astronomical executive salaries would be a place to start. But in addition to that, I think we have to have a restart of the Moreland Commission. Give it the real teeth that it needs and let it search where it may.